So, to give you guys a break, I'm not going to be talking about the Miraglim, even though the Ramban about the Miraglim is very classic. I mean, it's a very good Ramban, and very important Ramban, Yesodistic Ramban, and so on, Kanal Hanes, and just in terms of the pshat of the Chet of the Miraglim, and the pshat of what their mission was, but we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about a different story relating to the punishment of the Miraglim. Okay, so, to not try to bog down my computer's abilities too much, I will not start opening up the web browser and finding the pasuk. But if anybody has a chumash with them from Bamidbar, Perek Yedalid, pasuk Yedzayin, you could look at it yourself. But what's going on in this Ramban? What's going on in the pasukim that this Ramban is based on is that the Miraglim come back. 10 of the Miraglim have their disastrous report. Am Yisrael has a disastrous reaction. People start crying. They don't. Why did Hashem take us out of this? Or why did Moshe take us out of Mitzrayim that was Zavas Chalav Udvash? Why is he doing this to us that we're all going to die? And then Hashem says he's going to wipe them out. He's going to wipe them all out. He's going to make a new nation out of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu pleads. He pleads with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to save them. So if you look at the Psukim, Yudalad Yedzayin, I don't have it in front of me, and I'm also not a Bal Korei. But it says something like Hashem Hashem Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Ve'emes. If anybody has the Chumash and is looking at it and it's something like that, they can nod or say, no, that's incorrect. But, yeah, Eli, is good, or you have a question? Yilches, Yilches. Thank you. Moshe Rabbeinu skips Kel Rachum Vechanu. Hashem Hashem Erech Apayim. So what happened to the Kel Rachum Vechanu? It's a longer Ramban. I'm seeing it. Hashem Hashem Erech Apayim. Hashem Erech Apayim. Okay, good. Thank you. It's a long Ramban, so I didn't give you the entire piece here. But the Ramban says, V'lo yadati lama lo hiskir rachum v'chanun. I don't know, says the Ramban, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu in his tefillah, begging to Hashem to forgive Am Yisrael, why did he not mention rachum v'chanun? Ula yoda Moshe ki adin matuach alehem, v'lo yimchol li'olam. Maybe Moshe realized, Hashem, there's certain chatayim Hashem forgives, certain chatayim Hashem just can't forgive. The idea, especially, and this is really what Rav Aish is focusing on the past few days, we'll be talking about tomorrow. We don't know, we can't necessarily put our finger on exactly what the chet is, or we could. We have many options for what the chet is. There seems like a lot of good candidates for what the chet is. But there is something really egregious, something really terrible about the lack of bitachon, about maybe even explicitly declaring that Hashem can't do this. That Hashem, he just couldn't forgive them. It was too much of a betrayal, too much of a rebellion. So therefore, the lashon of rachum v'chanun, that's because Hashem, have rachmanas on us, we didn't mean it, or even if we did mean it, we feel bad about it. There are certain times that Hashem can relate to us as the loving Father, and he's like, ah, that was really dumb, but you know what, people do dumb things sometimes. That's Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. And Moshe felt that's just not appropriate here. It's just so bad that it's not going to work. It's like, let's say, whatever, you know, you were careful, you borrowed your dad's car, and then you bump it because, whatever, you're distracted for a second, you say, you know, Dad, I really feel bad. I could have been more careful, but, you know, I'm sorry. And it's like, Hashem, I know Father have rachmanis. But if somebody goes and he gets drunk and he steals their parents' car and he totals it, you'd be like, oh, you know, feel like, come on, I feel bad, guys. Feel bad for me. I didn't mean it. But he didn't mean it. Like, there's certain times when rachmanis isn't in place. It's not its place. So Moshe felt, I can't ask for rachmanis in this case. Right? The din is matuach aleim, the din is like spread upon them. Lachain lo bikesh rak arichus apayim. So what is he asking for? Erech apayim, which means Hashem's anger should be extended. Hashem should have a little bit of patience. He should be able to kind of draw it out. Shelo yamisem ke'ish echad, v'lo yishchetem ketzon bamidbar she'amusu b'magifa. That this threat that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to kill them all. That's what Moshe is doubting for. Hashem, don't do that. Okay, don't just have this burst of anger and wipe them out. Don't do that. Let it have a little bit of avarichus apayim, a little bit of patience, kaviyachol. Let the punishment kind of drag on more than this instantaneous death. Uva avur shelo bikesh ata ela arichus apayim, amar lo salachti kidvarecha. And because Moshe wasn't asking to just forgive and forget. He wasn't asking that, you know, we should all just move along like nothing happened. He was saying, I know they need to be punished. I know you're going to punish them, but do it be'arichus apayim. Do it with patience, with a little bit of control kaviyachov. So therefore Hashem said, Salachti kidvarecha. So this relates to the lashon of Slicha. What do you mean? I salachti kidvarecha, but everybody's going to die in the desert. How do those two things, how are they consistent? That's what the Ramban's explaining. Right? Okay, I'll forgive them. I'll give them slicha. And I'll have patience with them. And I'll act with them with chesed. V'hizkir poked avon avos. And mentions here, Hashem will give the chet of the avos on the children. Leimor she'im yire shelo limchos avonam. So even if Hashem decides, as he decided, that even if Hashem decides that I can't just ignore it and I can't totally forgive it, yivkod avon avos al b'neihem. So Hashem will kind of spread it out upon the next generations. Will erech apayim yichem, and Hashem will treat them with his extended mercy. And it was at this time and on that Hashem was koveya Tisha B'Av as the day of Bechia Lidoros, a day of tragedies. That all stems from the Chet HaMeraglim. And it all stems also from accepting Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, that the initial reaction was to totally wipe out Am Yisrael. And Hashem said, I'm not going to do that, but I'm still going to punish them. I have to punish them. They deserve punishment. But that punishment somehow will be extended over many generations. V'amar Rabbi Avram, the Ibn Ezra, ki ba'avur shematz'anu im yiru es ha'aretz acher salachti kedvarecha. Right, it says that the Ibn Ezra was also trying to deal with the lashon of the pasuk. What does that mean? Salachti kidvarecha, but all the adults are going to die. How do those two things, how do they coexist? Yadanu ki mila silachna arichus af. So until now, it sounds like the Ramban. Says the Ibn Ezra, so lashon of slicha doesn't mean to forgive. It doesn't mean maybe even to atone. It means I'm going to act with patience. I'm going to act with a certain control. That's what slicha means. Hashem is going to control the punishment. V'chein v'nislachlo. Ad she'yase tshuva shlema. It's not a matter of forgiving, but it's a matter of giving you more opportunity. Maybe you'll eventually, if I kind of hold back the punishment, eventually you'll do proper tshuva, and you won't need to be punished. That's the Ibn Ezra's pshat. V'anachon be'enai, but the Ramban disagrees. This is also just a kind of a point within the point, a very Yesodistic idea, says the Ramban. Ki slicha hanachas ha'onesh kedivrei unklus. Lashon of slicha, maybe forgiveness is not the right word, but it's absolvement. Slicha means Hashem is not going to punish, at least the way he was supposed to. It means not getting punished. Like the unklus translates, v'akarbanos ma'alim onesh hashogig me'elav. I think we talked about this Ramban, not in Shir, but when I was giving a Ramban in the like pre-Shir Corona times on Zoom, I think I talked about this Ramban, about what a korban chatas on a shogeg is about. But the idea is that Hashem's going to remove whatever punishment the person was supposed to incur for this chet b'shogeg. V'chein tov v'salach, v'amar salachti kidvarecha. So what does it mean here? Le'am bichlalon, shelo yakeim badever, v'yorishem v'yaseo so, le'goy gadol v'atzum imenu. When it says, I've forgiven you, I've absolved you, that means, absolved you is probably better, I've removed the punishment, that means that the initial punishment that was declared upon Am Yisrael was total annihilation. Hashem says, that punishment has been absolved. I'm not going to punish you in that way. That punishment is gone. Their children will be able to come to Eretz Yisrael, and all the adults are not going to be wiped out in some sort of plague. They can have regular lives for many, many more years, many, many more decades, possibly. And instead of this initial punishment to totally destroy, so that punishment was wiped out, and there's a different punishment in its place. So people having a more natural kind of life and death, and the next generation going to Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Ramban, the lashon of slicha doesn't mean forgiveness, necessarily. Forgiveness, I think, has the connotation that Hashem is ready to move on, and what's happened in the past is done. That's not what slicha necessarily means, says the Ramban. It means a person in his chart in Shamayim was supposed to have gotten a certain punishment, and Hashem erases that punishment. It could be he's going to put a more a less severe punishment in its place, like here, but that's what slicha means. V'hinei b'mishneh Torah in Sefer Devarim, hizkir Moshe b'maisa ha'egel tfiloso asher espa'alayim v'amar ben sapalof ne Hashem karishona v'pirisham tfiloso espa'al Hashem v'omar v'hizkir gamkin tfiloso al-arav v'lozkir lehem b'maraglim she'espa'alayim klal. The Ramban says it's interesting, if you just look at the way the stories are repeated and summarized in Sefer Devarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu does not mention his tefillah for Am Yisrael by the Meraglim. It all fits into what I've been saying, says the Ramban. Kiulo is pala limcholahem, because he wasn't looking to in his tefillah to be mochil. Oh, now we have these two terms. This really relates back to what I think it's possible even that Rav Reish talked about this back in the day at the beginning of the year in Elul by Ala Tshuva. I'm not positive. I think he might have talked about this piece. But the difference between slicha and mechila or kapara and tahara, okay, that's for a different time. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't asking for them to be forgiven, as the Ramban already said. But he's asking for a certain extension, a certain degree of patience, to be able to extend up the punishment throughout several generations. He didn't ask, it wasn't the kind of tefillah that was, Hashem, you love them, accept them, bring them back. It wasn't that kind of tefillah. Would Hashem tone it down a little bit, please? Like, Hashem, please, you know, bring it down a notch. They deserve a slightly less severe punishment. That's not the photogenic kind of tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioning in Sefer Devarim. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, you know what, and I daven for you that Hashem should punish you, but not as severely, they would have been like, what? Why didn't you daven for Hashem to forgive us? They didn't realize that wasn't realistic at that point. Okay, but this idea of the Ramban, just first of all, okay, interesting Ramban, important Ramban. The Ramban saying that if you look carefully at the Lashonos here, why is Rachum Vechanu not mentioned? Why is only the Lashon of Slicha mentioned and not, Lashon of Revenislachlo? Why isn't there not Mechila being mentioned? Because the idea here is that they need to be punished. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't trying to get them completely off the hook of the punishment. But the point of the tefillah, and Hashem's even acceptance of the tefillah, and the lashon of slicha in the pasuk, that Hashem absolved them, means that the punishment they're supposed to get is going to be toned down. But not that it's going to be totally removed. Just the idea, we can't necessarily go into this whole Ramban over here, but it relates to this other Ramban by the Aseres Hadibros, in Sefer Shemos, and by Mamed Har Sinai more appropriately. But the Ramban there in Shemos Chaf Hei, but the idea that poked avon avos albanim, the Ramban mentioned this, but the idea that's coming out of even the psukim themselves here, that part of the slicha for Am Yisrael was that the punishment of annihilation they're supposed to get is going to be toned down, and it's going to be kind of drawn out over many, many generations. So that idea seems a little bit strange, no? I mean, how does that work? If really that generation, their chait was so severe they deserve to be wiped out. How does punishing the children work? How does that work out? I mean, they didn't do the chait. So how does this work? So the Ramban, it's a yesodistic Ramban. I guess I should have prefaced the Ramban today in general by saying it's not so much a Musar Ramban, but it's very much like a Machshava Hashkafa Ramban. Just understanding some of these ideas in Judaism. So the Ramban now is going to talk a little bit about this idea of how does it work to punish the children for the chet of the avos. And already you can look up this Gemara afterwards in Chavzayin and Beis in Sanhedrin. But the Gemara just says that it brings a bit of a stira in the psukim. Does Hashem punish the children for the chet of the avos? And it says it depends. Tzvei dinim if they're oches v'maisei aviyem. If they're continuing in the sins of their fathers, the Nachanami, Hashem will somehow punish them for the sins of their fathers, and if not. If their fathers were Rishayim and they did tshuva, Hashem will not punish them for their fathers. So by this, it's a very subtle machlokes. It's a very subtle machlokes between the Ramban and many of the other Meforshim on what the nature of Poket Avos Albanim is. We'll see if we can clarify it and just see what we can learn from that. So the Ramban says over here, in Shemos Chaf Hey, Poked Avon Avos Albanim, Amar Rabbi Avram, Kitam Pikita Kitam Zechira. Lashana Poked Avon Avos Albanim means to remember. Hashem remembers the sin of the fathers upon the children. Kamova Hashem Pakad Es Sarah. Hashem remembered Sarah to let her become pregnant. Shu Kamova Yiskara Hashem, Beatam Ki Hashem Ya'arich L'Rasha. Let's take our parsha as the example. You have the Chet HaMeraklim. Hashem looks at them and says, wow, they deserve to be annihilated. But Hashem, out of his Rachmanus, and when he accepted the tefillah of Moshe, he says, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to totally annihilate them. But Hashem will Ya'arich l'rasha ula yashuv v'yolid ben tzadik. I'm going to give you more time. That's even actually Mashman in the Ibn Ezra that was quoted in the Ramban by us that we said a few minutes ago. The idea of slicha in our parsha means Hashem will give them more time. Maybe the children will do tshuva. So too, the idea of poked avon avos albanim, the idea here is that the father sinned. Hashem says, I don't want to punish them too severely. I have rachmanis on my children. Let me give them another chance. Let's see if the next generation can do it better. Okay. Avalim halach haben bedarki aviv. But if the son continues in that same way of his father, gam hador hashlishi, gam hador haravi, yovad zichram. If they do this for several generations, four generations, then their memory will be annihilated. Ki Hashem yizkor masha asu haavos. Because all the time, even with the first generation, Hashem was saying, they deserve to be wiped out. But I'll give them more another chance. I'm going to give them a chance through their children. I'm going to give them a chance for their grandchildren and great grandchildren. If somebody can do tshuva, then I'll wipe away the sins of the original great grandfathers. But if after several generations they are going in the same path, Hashem says no more. I need to punish you. Says the Rabban, that's everybody understood this. What's the yisodo? The yisodo is that it's really as if the fourth generation Hashem is now punishing already what the first generation deserved. But Hashem gave the first generation several more chances. Oh, after several generations of not doing tshuva, Hashem is punishing them. But the ikar, what they're being punished for, is already from that first generation. Okay? So says the Ramban, if that's the pshat though, the lashon of the pasuk in Shemos isn't so meduyak. The idea of poked avon avos albanim al shilishim ve'al ribeim seems to say Hashem will take the avon of the avos and not give it all to them. We'll give some of it to the next generation, and some of it to the next generation, and some of it to the fourth generation to spread out the punishment. But the way that Ibn Ezra is describing it, it's that boom, that fourth generation is going to get the entire punishment that was incurred by that first generation. According to the Ibn Ezra, what we would have thought it should say is that Hashem will remember the sins of the earlier generations, and bang, he'll put it all upon that fourth generation. But what the Ibn Ezra was saying is that the idea is that Hashem kind of should have punished the first generation. He waits, gives them more time, and by the fourth generation, if nobody did tshuva, he's then punishing that fourth generation for all the punishments that everybody had incurred until then. But the Ramban says that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat. Also, by the Chet HaMeraglim, you don't get that impression so much. That according to the Ibn Ezra, it should be that after the fourth generation, if those other children who came to Eretz Yisrael didn't do tshuva, Hashem should wipe out everybody, wipe out all of Am Yisrael. But the Ramban's going to give a different pshat. Ve'ein pirushim nachon. Shomer hakasuv hazchira bekulam b'shave v'lo yisker hanekama shedhei b'rivein b'sof. I don't want to get into the Ramban's argument. It's going to get too technical, but okay. He says, first of all, it's not so mashma like that in the Lashon of the Pasuk. V'loshon pekida im milas al lo tava al zchira, aval hinakama, also Lashon of poked avon avos al bonim. Lashon of pekida by Sarah is Lashon of remembering. When you say poked al, that's the Lashon of taking vengeance. Okay? The next little paragraph, mini paragraph. What's this saying? The idea is, Hashem says, the sin of that earlier generation, I'm going to not put all of it on the first generation. Let's say they deserve, I'm just making up numbers, they deserve a punishment that's in the scale of punishments, it's a severity of 10. So Hashem will take 3 of the punishment and give it to the first generation. And then I'll give 2 more and give it to the next generation if they didn't do tshuva. And then for the next generation, I'll give another 3. And then you get to the last generation, I'll give another 2. And then somehow they can take the punishment of 10 that the first generation was supposed to have gotten. He's not going to give it all upon them. He's going to spread it out. That's the yisod. Not that it waits and waits and waits and then boom, you give it all to the fourth generation. The idea is stretching out the punishment over several generations. Okay? Mudivir Abuseinu, the next paragraph, near Kapir Shazapirashti. Okay, I'm just going to the very last line of that last paragraph. I mean, the last line starting from the middle of the last full sentence. V'hasod hanistar, the yisod, the Kabbalistic yisod. Of Bipoket Avon Avos Abanim Betchilas Sefer Koheles Timtzaenu Ukvar Kisaftiv. If you look at what I say about Koheles, and if you look at what the Ramban says in Perek Lamed Ches of Bereishis, you'll know what I'm talking about. What's the Ramban talking about? What the Ramban's talking about is the idea of Gilgul, which I don't know if the Ramban necessarily means the way that we necessarily understand it, that we generally understand it, that somehow the neshama of the earlier generation is put into a different person or something like that. But at least what the Ramban, I think, is getting at here is that somehow the next generations continue in some way the spiritual journey, or the neshama somehow is connected to the neshama of the next generations, and therefore it's not random, says the Ramban. It's not like, oh, that Reuven deserved to be punished, but Hashem says that's not so nice, so I'll give half your punishment to Shimon. That wouldn't make any sense. What the Ramban is saying, I think, also according to the Ibn Ezra's pshat, the idea that according to Ibn Ezra, Hashem kind of waits for the next generation to see if they can do tshuva, the idea that the subsequent generations are intimately and spiritually connected to their great-grandfathers. And therefore, if they do tshuva, or somehow if they are getting punished, that can somehow be mechaper for the earlier generations. And that's what the Ramban Lechor is saying by us in Parshas Shalach. The idea that Am Yisrael really incurred this intensely severe punishment through Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, that was toned down, but the way it was toned down was to spread it out over many, many generations. So this idea of the Ramban, again, it's not so much a Musar idea. I think you could probably take it in a Musar direction about realizing that the achrayas we have to convey the Torah to the next generation, and the achrayas we have to live up to the chinuch we got from the earlier generations, because somehow we're all connected spiritually. There's what to talk about there. But just the yesod of the Ramban, that somehow we are all one with our great-grandfathers and our great-grandchildren, and somehow we're all part of this chain, the spiritual chain, which is mamish, connected, and we could be punished, Rahmana Litzlan, or we could give punishment, Rahmana Litzlan, to the next generations. It's because we're all spiritually connected. It's interesting, Gemara says that in the first year, after somebody's parent, close relative, passes away, it's not such a common minhag nowadays, but the person says, Harini Kaparas Mishkavo, that I am an atonement for the father's resting place. Somehow that the child should get the punishment for the father. But the idea that somehow the parents and children and great-grandparents, they all have this deep spiritual connection, that's the yesod of Pukin Avot Avos Albanim. Okay, let me just stop my recording, and then we'll talk about Shir today.